Hello, my name is Cindy Rudd. I'm an alumni of Birmingham Southern College in Birmingham, Alabama. But I married into a family where all the men were alumni of the University of Alabama. And the women, except for me, were alumni of Auburn University. In the year 2000, the first year when Bryant Denny hosted the Iron Bowl, I was invited by my father-in-law, George Rudd, to sit in a box, the Pepsi-Cola box, with a fraternity brother of his that was the president of Buffalo Rock here in Birmingham, Alabama, because his daughters, he felt as Auburn alumni, would not be pleasant to be around with the other Alabama alumni. He felt that I could withhold any Auburn bias I might have and not offend his friend, Fred, the president of Buffalo Rock. And much against his daughter's wishes, I was invited into the box and they were left outside in the pouring, cold, freezing rain that year. So, as it happened, our box faced our seats across the way. And as we were eating our shrimp cocktails and our chicken fingers and our warm, lovely box that year, we were able to see our family huddled and wet and lashed by the rain. And I felt quite terrible about it. And I felt so terrible, I took my shrimp cocktails and my nice little Pepsi-Cola products, and I went and sat down near a little glass window that I never knew existed, a partition between all the boxes. And I noticed a presence, a large presence, hovering near my right side. And it was on the other side of the glass partition. And it was someone staring out. And they were staring out towards me. And so I turned to look. And my jaw gaped open. And I stared stupidly at Gene Stallings. And he waved at me. And I did not wave back. I only continued to stare stupidly at his face until he turned away and went back to watching something on the field. And that is my interesting story of something happening at the University of Alabama. Thank you.
That was beautiful.